From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. With floral sales soaring leading up to Valentine's Day, fresh-cut flowers have seldom been so coveted. But it's more than just a seasonal trend. The cut flower sector has seen a renaissance due to the pandemic, as many floral customers have come to see bouquets as self-care. Valentine's Day typically trails only Mother's Day in volume of flowers sold and is often the highest revenue event of the year. The USDA's February World Ag Supply and Demand Report is out, and this month's 2022-23 U.S. corn outlook is for lower corn used for ethanol and larger ending stocks. The season average corn price received by producers was unchanged at $6.70 per bushel. The soybean outlook projects lower soybean crush and higher ending stocks. Wheat is largely unchanged with minor revisions to domestic use and ending stocks. A bipartisan group of senators recently introduced legislation to merge USDA broadband programs. The legislation would streamline and bolster USDA rural development broadband programs and ensure their funding is targeted to rural areas that need it most. South Dakota Republican Senator John Thune says our bipartisan legislation would help bridge the digital divide by improving USDA's ReConnect program. The bill would also improve coordination between USDA and the FCC on broadband programs. Get the farm equipment and trucks you need at Ritchie Brothers Tipton Auction on February 17th, featuring more than 2,000 items. For details, visit rbauction.com.